A beautiful and sunny day here at the Ritz-Carlton in Orlando as the NFL annual league meetings continue. I'm Phil Milani alongside Andrew Mason. And Mace, this morning it was the coach's breakfast, and we got a little bit of news from head coach Vance Joseph starting along the defensive line.
Yeah, defensive line and linebackers is going to be a division of duties changing for the coaches. Bill Kolar just D-line before. Now he's going to also coach weak side linebackers, of course, led by Von Miller. Reggie Herring, he's worked with the inside linebackers the last three seasons. Now he's also going to work with the strong side linebackers on the outside. Those guys are headlined by Shane Ray and Shaq Barrett. He's a restricted free agent, but of course is expected back. So it's a little different, but at the same time, it's a fairly natural division of duties because, you know, the defensive line responsible for pass rush and the weak side outside linebacker, Von Miller, his primary duty is pass rushing, so they kind of go hand in hand. And we got a glimpse of this at the Senior Bowl with Bill Kolar working with some of the edge rushers there that were linebackers too.
It's going to be great to see Bill Kolar and Von Miller in the meeting rooms out on the practice field.
Combustible. But I think Bill Kolar will bring out the best in Von Miller. Usually great players like Von Miller really take to Kolar's coaching.
Yeah, and that's something that Joseph mentioned this morning. On the other side, we heard how the offensive line will be lining up.
Yep, left to right, no surprises. Left tackle, Garrett Bowles. Left guard, Ron Leary. Center, Matt Paradis. Right guard, Connor McGovern. Right tackle, Jared Valdir. Now, that's where they're going to start when offseason work begins. Doesn't necessarily mean they'll stay that way. Max Garcia could push for time at the guard spots, likely at right guard against Connor McGovern. And Menelik Watson could push Jared Valdir at right tackle. But I think the key element of all of that is Ron Leary back at left guard, back at the position that he played so well in Dallas. Of course, he got moved to right guard so Max Garcia could work on the left side last year because he does better on the left side than the right side. But now Leary's back doing what he does best. And also good for Connor McGovern, who played well, improved in those five starts that he had at the end of last year. A nice reward for him to at least start off-season work on the first team. I think he's got a good chance to keep it if he builds off of what he did last year.
Finally, the other big thing that we heard from Vance Joseph this morning, Jordan Taylor is going to be the guy at punt returner, at least for now.
I was really proud of Jordan Taylor, how he came in and did a hell of a job for us. We had no more problems when Jordan took over. And that guy I love because, you know, I mean, he's a guy that gets a job done.
Yeah, he'll get the first shot. Of course, that first shot's going to take some time because he's coming off of hip surgery. So we're not going to see him on the field probably until sometime this summer during training camp. But Vance Joseph was very impressed with what Jordan Taylor did on punt returns late last season. Of course, really stabilized that role. And if Isaiah McKenzie's going to get that job back, he's going to have to earn it. And he's going to have to earn it by focusing kind of on the mental side, the decision-making. That was something that Vance Joseph pointed to today. And the decision-making goes hand-in-hand with making sure you've caught that ball and secured it before you try to make some magic happen. You've got to take care of the basic element, the most important thing, protect the ball. If Isaiah McKenzie can do that better, he's got a chance, but certainly Jordan Taylor looked pretty good and mostly secure with the ball in those last few weeks when he handled the work.
I think secure and stability, those are the two big words there. Jordan Taylor, you know, is going to come away with the ball, and that's the most important thing. All right, that's going to do it for us from here. We'll hear from the commissioner, Roger Goodell, tomorrow with a wrap-up of the annual league meetings. Until then, for Andrew Mason, I'm Phil Milani.